Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
As Christians, how do we become holy in God's sight? Of course, if we have put our faith in Christ for salvation, we're already perfectly holy in God's sight. You see, God sees us this way because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, the degree to which we live holy lives after we're saved depends on the extent to which we keep in step with the Holy Spirit and His plan for our lives. This is progressive holiness. Writing to the Galatians, Paul made this point very specific. I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desires of the flesh. You see, every one of us as Christians has a choice. Either we walk by the Spirit and do what He desires, or we keep in step with the sinful nature and do what we desire. Either we choose to present the members of our bodies to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, or to present members of our bodies to the Lord as instruments of righteousness. Furthermore, this process of becoming holy is uniquely linked with how we use our minds. This is why Paul concluded his letter to the Philippians by saying, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any moral excellence and if there's anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things." This is what Paul also describes as renewing our mind. As the proverb says, as we think in our hearts, so are we.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.